it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Begins with an urgent phone call from an imposter claiming to be a grandchild or someone speaking on their behalf, insisting they've been in a car accident or jailed and need immediate financial assistance, according to the warning. The grandparent scam, according to the U.S. Department of Justice, has just charged 25 people connected with such a ring and defrauded people out of $21 million across 40 states. Actually know a person, a good friend, whose mom was a victim of this. And joining us on the Big K Morning Show, Miguel Angulo, who's a cybersecurity expert, security engineer with Checkpoint Software. Miguel, welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Larry.
So we have come to learn that artificial intelligence is able to clone images and certainly voices. So walk us through how this works.
Yes. So AI is a tool that is great for everybody, but it's also a double-edged sword because the same tools that we are using for productivity, also hackers are using that to impersonate people. And what happens is when, let's say that I'm listening to your voice for 10 minutes, all what I need is 10 minutes to impersonate your voice. And so by doing that, I can make these phone calls with a sense of urgency and start deceiving people that is a real family member asking for money.
I just heard yesterday a local news anchor, female, had posted a video. And the video, the original video was her, but somebody had manipulated the audio to make it look like she was saying something that she never said. And in this case, it wasn't used as a scam, but more frequently, these kinds of things are happening. So how in the world do we safeguard ourselves from this?
Yes, unfortunately, because especially for people that is a public figure, the only way to protect from these kind of things is to make sure that if something like that happened, immediately to say that it wasn't that person. I see these type of things happening in social media and Instagram, saying that if you heard about these type of thing, it wasn't me. Also, education. We need to start learning how to identify what is real versus what is not real, and then start using common sense. Because public figures, they are constantly on the internet and social media. It is very easy to, with these tools that are available, sometimes most of them are free as well. They can take your face. They can impersonate even live. It's called a deepfake injection, where you are having, let's say that we are having this interview in a Zoom call, and I can put somebody else's face pretending being that person. And because this person everybody trusts, it might say something that is not true. And that could lead to, you know, same things that for political advancement or things like that.
Let's go back to the grandparent scam for a moment.
Yeah.
And I was told that one thing families should really do if they haven't already, is create a family safe word.
Yes.
And that would be in a crisis moment when you would get a phone call like that, you know, sometimes logic goes out the door. Clearly that happens
right. In
these cases where they've cloned a voice. But there should be a word that only family members know and say, hey, Miguel, give me the family safe word. That could stop it right there.
Yes, and I would even say that instead of a word, use a statement or a sentence. Like how the weather is where you are right now, and depending on the answer of the person, you will know whether it's legit or not. because in that way you will know if the other person on the other line is who say who is to be. And so it is important that we, especially with the elderly people, because they tend to trust more because of their age. And it's continuous education. You have to also treat your partners are as if they were teenagers, being more proactive in what they are doing, and if you are able to monitor their checking account, things like that, to help them, because sometimes they might not be able to do that. It is important that you help them to monitor all these kind of things. But the most important thing is awareness. And the same thing that you do with your kids. Don't talk to strangers. Have common sense. If you hear from your grandchild or your son or daughter telling you this is happening, don't act right away. Just take a deep breath for 3 seconds, and then start asking the right questions. Don't panic, because the worst thing that we can do is panic in these situations.
Yeah, and that. Case, if you haven't created a safe word, you can certainly stop down and ask some questions that only a family member might know. Or you can call 877-908-3360 or visit Pennsylvania Fraud Resource page. AARP has done a great job of making people aware of this. 877-908-3360. Miguel Angulo, cybersecurity expert. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.